KRDO News Radio News on Demand starts now. Here is your host, Sheridan Fiddleman.
We start with the latest on Congressman Doug Lamborn. He's now suing to try to get the federal court involved in putting his name back on the primary ballot. You'll recall Lamborn was kicked off the ballot 3 days ago. Colorado Supreme Court ruled that signatures were collected by someone who doesn't have legal residency in Colorado, nullifying all of those signatures. The group that initially went after Lamborn says they'll defend their case in federal court. We've got an update for you on the 117 fire. Early on, lead investigators were saying this was likely from some human cause. Now we're hearing eyewitness accounts that may be narrowing it all down to a specific person. The fire started right off I-25 near mile marker 117. A witness saw the flames kicking up. Then a caller spotted a clue to the fire's original starting point.
As this passerby drove north, he came across an explorer that was dragging a muffler and was throwing out a significant amount of sparks. The timing of when that fire started and where the fire was, accompanied with the amount of sparks that he saw from this vehicle, are pretty unique.
Sheriff's deputies are still looking for that driver. And as far as damages done by the 117 fire, 17 homes were destroyed, one was damaged, and there were 39 structures in all when you add barns, sheds, and other farm buildings. We still do not know the identity of the man who was shot and killed by officers in Colorado Springs. Here's what we do know. Around 6 o'clock yesterday morning, officers were called to a burglary at O'Brien's Printing on the west side of town. The first officer to arrive chased the man on foot. The suspect then pointed a gun towards another person. That prompted the officer to open fire. Police are not releasing the suspect's identity until the coroner's report is released. Now to developing news on the death of a three-year-old girl. Bella Rich was found unresponsive at her home in Colorado Springs last year. Investigators found evidence of blunt force trauma. Now a man is being charged with her murder. It wasn't until Tuesday that police arrested David Lake. He was in a relationship with Bella's mother at the time. Lake is now charged with first-degree murder and child abuse. Today, Bill Cosby was convicted of drugging and molesting a woman in the first big celebrity trial of the hashtag MeToo era. He was found guilty of 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault. The longtime comedian and actor faces up to 10 years for each of those counts. Cosby could end up spending his final years in prison after a jury concluded he sexually assaulted Andrea Costant. He claimed the encounter was consensual. Police officers in Dallas are mourning a co-worker and friend today. Officer Rogelio Sander died in the line of duty. He was shot yesterday while he and his partner were trying to arrest a man accused of theft. His partner was also shot. She underwent surgery and is quickly recovering. The suspect, Armando Quaez, was arrested and charged with capital murder. In Maine, police are searching for the man who gunned down a sheriff's deputy. Investigators say John Williams shot and killed corporate sheriff Eugene Cole, then took off in the sheriff's deputy cruiser and robbed a convenience store. The cruiser was later found abandoned. William has a criminal record in Maine, Tennessee, and Massachusetts. Now to the latest from Washington. After receiving the full backing of the White House, Ronny Jackson, President Trump's nominee to lead the Department of Veterans Affairs, withdrew his name from the nomination process. In a statement, Ronny Jackson said, "These false allegations have become a distraction for this president and the important issues we must be addressing, how we give the best care to our nation's heroes." But the president is still defending him.
He would have done a great job, a tremendous heart. These are all false accusations that were made. These are false. They're trying to destroy a man.
Today, while no longer the possible VA secretary, he is still on the job as the White House doctor. As for who may be next, the president says he does have someone in mind for VA secretary, but wouldn't reveal who, except to say that the person does have political experience. Get news 24/7 at KRDOradio.com. For KRDO News Radio, I'm Sheridan Fiddleman.